Phone Boy Speaks, episode 44. Belsis? Lincoln? Whatever. Our friends at Belkin are buying the Linksys unit from Cisco, who's been trying to find a buyer for this unit for a while. Cisco went on a spending spree and bought a whole bunch of companies the last 10, 15 years, and now they're getting refocused, and they're getting rid of assets that aren't core to their business, and the consumer home router business is not that high margin. It's also probably not core. It's not the best business in the world to be in. The margins on these devices are very low. And when you're buying a device that's somewhere between $50 and $200, depending upon exactly which model you get, the cost of goods is, you know, not great on these things. They have to be in order to have enough margin to get in the channel and stuff. The software quality on these devices is absolutely atrocious. The difference between the devices is somewhere between bad and worse. I find these devices annoying because they don't last very long. They have really stupid bugs in them, and the companies aren't really that interested in fixing them. Of course, I understand the business. Once they have your money, there's no real incentive for them to fix an existing product. They want you to buy a new one. In fact, they release new models, it seems like, I don't know, every few months or something. All of these companies come out with a new version that's only a moderately different than the last version. Yeah, I guess when you're making these kinds of boxes, that's what you have to do, but unfortunately, if you want to buy something that actually will last a period of time, then you have to pay some money for it. I mean, the enterprise-grade stuff that's will be supported for several years will get software updates and might actually last longer than a year or two. Unfortunately, that stuff is hundreds and thousands of dollars or more, depending upon exactly what you get. But that said, they're necessary evil devices because the way networking for homes have evolved over the years. It used to be you got a single IP from your cable company or your DSL provider or whatever. And when you had one computer, that was fine. And now we've got, you know, I mean, just I'm looking at my desk here and there's two laptops on it. There's a couple of mobile phones. And then I got it over one of the other desks. I've got more laptops, more other gear. And that's just in my office. Forget the rest of my house. And so in order for all of the computers in my house and all of the phones and all of the other portable devices to access the internet, then I need a router. I need Wi-Fi so that I can use my internet connection from anywhere in the house. And I need a router. And there's some flexibility with some of the consumer stuff. And you can load third-party firmware. And some of that stuff's actually really good. I recommend DDWRT. I've been using that on my old Linksys for years now. It's just gotten better and better. It's amazing what they can do with the decrepit hardware that's in these little tiny consumer routers. And the software quality is way better than anything that has ever come out of Linksys, I think. You know, in my opinion on Linksys and Belkin, you know, good luck. I mean, I guess it's a high-volume business, and so they can continue to make money, but I mean, are there really going to be quality products? No. And the fact is that most consumers don't know the difference. They plug this stuff in. They barely understand networking, if at all. And when the thing stops working, they go buy another one. And that's kind of what these companies count on, it seems like, is, you know, they build it with sort of the minimum viable quality. You know, it's just got to last a couple of years or something, and then they've got to replace it. And, you know, we're asking more and more of these routers now because there's new things that it has to pass, and they now have to pass IPv6, although most of the consumer-grade routers that I've looked at don't even support IPv6, even though it's pretty imminent. I guess Comcast in a few areas is offering it, but I'm not using it right at the moment. I've experimented with it here and there, and that's what these companies do, is the things are so cheap and there's so little margin in them, they just say, well, consumers will buy a new one, and you know, I mean, they're not that expensive, but still, it's annoying to have to go out and replace your router. I'd rather spend just a little bit more money and know that I'm going to get something that's actually going to last and be updated. But, you know, and I understand the economics of the situation. I work for a company that does hardware and software, and you know, just for the consumer level, there's just no margin. And if you want something that's going to last a long time, you have to pay for it. And consumers don't have the appetite to pay, you know, like enterprise grade prices for networking gear. The computers are getting into the, you know, are getting below, you know, the price of some of the enterprise networking gear, some of the starting prices, right? So I don't think consumers are going to want to do that. So I don't know. I think Belkin and Linksys, you know, maybe something good will come of it. I'm cynical and think that they're both equally crappy and nothing good is going to come out of it. But I don't know. Good luck to him. And Cisco, you know, Cisco's probably just thinking, good riddance. We'll take the money. We'll go refocus on our enterprise networking and security businesses. That's my two cents on Belsys, Linkin, whatever you want to call the combination of Belkin and Linksys. Thank you for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.